September 2nd, 2015, just 2 months ago, marked the 70th anniversary of the formal surrender of Japan and the end of World War II, the most cataclysmic event in world history. I've been asked to address that period of time on this day in which we honor all men and women who served our nation in the armed forces in World War II and ever since. World War II was global, total war, with at times little distinction between military and civilian. Years of devastating military conflict claimed the lives of an estimated 20 to 25 million military combatants and a total loss of perhaps 70 to 80 million people. A staggering loss of life. Appalling. It is simply not possible to grasp such numbers. The free world did win the war. The United States had over 12 million men and women in the military by the end of World War II. Our military paid dearly in lives, in painful, life-altering wounds, physical and mental. 407,000 Americans lost their lives in World War II. Many Americans know the war is beginning with Pearl Harbor. Franklin Roosevelt, in his famous address, said, "Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan." On that single day at Pearl Harbor, 3,300 Americans killed or missing, another 1,300 wounded. Understand that the nightmarish global conflict, which we call World War II, began long before December 7th, 1941. Let me take you back to the beginning.